So in a sense, you do see God face to face, but you have not seen him in his essence. So now he's looking at the throne, and he doesn't see the man sitting there anymore. It doesn't say he doesn't see him, but what he sees instead is a lamb, as it had been slain. And what does that mean? I don't think it means he saw Christ in the form of an animal, because he is called the Lamb of God. That is one of the names given to Christ. I believe what he's saying, I saw the human shape of Christ, not the glorified shape with the shininess. You know, instead of seeing like before where he saw the shining being with the brightness and the rainbow, now he sees the throne. And perhaps there's still a rainbow about it, I'm not sure, but you know, but he sees Christ as he had been slain, still with the wounds, as he was when he was slain. He reappeared as he had been. And I presume he could take on that form anytime he wants. He can show himself as he had been the day he rose from the dead, with the holes in his hands and in his side still open. Because when he appears like that, you can't mistake him. You know, scourge marks on his back, holes in his hands and his sides, crown of thorn damage around his forehead, blood on his head. I don't know if he's still got blood on him because he's probably washed, but still, he looked as he did that day. He was the lamb offered in sacrifice. And it's an interesting symbol to contrast between the throne, the symbol of power, authority, and strength. And then coming out of it, you have a lamb, which represents helplessness and sacrifice and weakness. But as we shall see, this lamb is not ordinary. He appears as he had been when he was slain, but there's something different about him. He has seven horns and seven eyes. In symbology, horns, in prophetic symbology, horns indicate power. A horn on an animal is its weapon for defense. Horns render otherwise harmless herbivores into formidable beasts. They're not predators, but the horn is powerful, dangerous. Some of the most dangerous animals in the world are not predators. They're horned beasts. So a horn is a symbol of power. Whenever a creature has a horn, it must be reckoned with. But what did John see? I mean, did he see a bony horn on the head of Christ?
I've often wondered if it doesn't denote also some sort of emanation of power. Like literally,
a horn made from a powerful emanation of light, or of some such thing. I think always of the passage in Habakkuk where God is described as having these horns coming out of his hand. Horns in his hand? I mean, what? But I think of that as being, there's an emanation. I think of artist depictions, and you shouldn't totally dismiss that, because we've seen power emanate from things. Heat from a furnace and light. Light and heat, sunbeams and things like that. We've seen power emanate from something. And when a prophet would see this, I mean, I don't know if there was necessarily a word for it other than a horn. It's a projection. A projection, a powerful projection coming out of them. So these are not bony horns, but spiritual horns. I usually tend to think of symbolic words in a purely symbolic sense. If we were to look at this passage that way, we would say, well, he doesn't need any kind of horn or emanation. He's just standing there. But this is a symbolic thing that John is describing, or that's being shown to him. If he's being shown bony horns, you know, that's fine. But is that necessarily what he's being shown? It could be just that that's how they described it, those sorts of things. These are horns. Like I talked about the horns of the altar. I've seen pictures of the altar, the Old Testament altar, drawn with actual bony-type horns on it. I don't think that's what it meant. I mean, these projections are like horns, but they're not, you know, animal horns. They're God horns, you know, so they should be a little different. He didn't say he had deer horns on his head or goat horns or buffalo horns. He is a lamb. Lambs don't have horns, at least as far as I know. But this one does.
But having horns of power coming off of someone
you know, let's say someone had like a glowing spikes of power radiating. It would be easy to see, you know, they were horns. That's a good description of something like that. So I don't think that's a bit of a stretch. Seven horns denoting power and maybe actual visible power coming off of him. Seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. Remember, there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now the seven spirits of God are represented by seven eyes on the Lamb of God.
And perhaps by the horns as well, which have seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. I don't know that you can separate them. There is a spiritual power and a spiritual insight given to him in the earth. He gives, and of that power he gives to us, that we may overcome sin in the flesh and do all those things that he requires of us and know all the things we ought to know. He shall teach you all things.
I don't know if these eyes are floating around him and rotating or exactly how, but he has them seven. So we see that Christ shares the same spiritual dominion that the Father does, and his power is a complete also dominion of seven. And he came and took the book, verse 7, out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. So John saw the one on the throne, and then he sees the Lamb also in the throne. And he comes and takes from the one sitting on the throne the book. And so people could say to me, well, Paul, how does that square with your thought about the he's the image of the invisible God? Well, I didn't say he's the image of the invisible God. That's what the scriptures say. I didn't say that no man hath seen God at any time. That's what the scriptures say. I didn't say that I saw God and didn't die. That's what
Gideon said. I take what the scripture says, and I let it instruct me. The scriptures instruct me what I ought to think. All these things are written, but unless God reveal himself to us, we'll never really understand him in his essence. Remember, the one on the throne is not exactly described. It just says there's a brightness and like an emerald and all that. So there's no description of what he looks like.
He is him which is and which was and which is to come. When Christ appears with his wounds, he is which was. Because he which was is the one who earned the right to open the book.
And Christ which is, that is he which is exalted and risen into the heavens, and is set down at the right hand of God, the Father, in his throne.